Thank you and good morning. This overnight price explosion is killing California families and businesses, and we can't afford one more day. Those were some of the words used by Senator Ted Gaines on Monday after calling on Governor Jerry Brown to make immediate measures to stop the recent spike in gas prices. In less than a week, the state has seen gas prices go up between 20 and 50 cents per gallon, with studies indicating it's expected to increase even further. Gaines went on to say that the state is widely overtaxed and overregulated, making everything in our state artificially expensive even when things are working right, and when something goes wrong, it shoots the prices into the stratosphere. Gaines is currently carrying Senate Bill 1, which would suspend the hidden gas tax that resulted from the expansion of California's cap-and-trade program to include gas and diesel fuels for the next decade. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office, along with the District Attorney's Office, continue their investigation into an inmate suicide attempt that led Cyrus Cook Jr. to an out-of-area hospital on Sunday. Two corrections deputies witnessed Cook in mid-fall after he jumped from the top tier of a housing unit. The impact to the floor caused severe body trauma to Cook. Correctional deputies and jail medical staff quickly responded to Cook to provide oxygen and to immobilize his body. Cook was flown to an out-of-area hospital where he remains in critical condition. Due to Cook's medical condition, he was released on his own recognizance by a county superior court judge and is no longer in custody. Cook was booked into county jail last week for a misdemeanor possession charge and probation violation. Multiple county agencies remain on scene in the Wichpec area after a marijuana eradication operation started on Monday. Several different search warrants are being served on different parcels of property housing marijuana grows. Lieutenant George Caventa is currently overseeing the operation as the County Drug Task Force, CAL FIRE, the National Guard, among other agencies, are currently on scene. With inconsistent cell phone service in the area, Lieutenant Wayne Hansen said that updates will be slow to come by. It is unclear at this point how long the operation will last. 26-year-old Michael Terrell Wilkes was booked into jail on Monday, as he was identified as the man who was caught sleeping inside of a Redway Elementary classroom Sunday morning. Wilkes was caught by a teacher that morning sleeping under a table with stolen food in his possession, and he fled the scene after being ordered to leave. Deputies later responded to the scene and discovered that a classroom laptop and two handheld radios were stolen. Wilkes was later located by a citizen Monday afternoon near Redwood Drive, and although he admitted to breaking into the classroom out of need to find a place to sleep for the night, he denied stealing the items that were found missing. Wilkes was booked into county jail for burglary. Eureka police are still on the lookout for Ryan Landowski, who is considered dangerous and out of control. Landowski was last seen Sunday afternoon in a stolen vehicle fleeing from officers driving in the wrong direction on Union Street, sideswiping a vehicle in the process. Landowski faces felony evasion and hit-and-run charges. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Time now for Our Community News. In this month's Our Community News, we turn the focus to the impacts that drought has on the economies of the cities and towns along the northern coast of California and the Wild Rivers coast of Oregon. It can be at times difficult to remind yourself as a resident in our region that we are in the midst of a four-year drought. We have had rainfall totals that have come close to meeting average totals, mandatory water conservation regulations are nowhere near as strict as in other areas of the state, and water officials have reminded us that we have a full reservoir and water reserves for up to 4 years. But talk to a river guide or a fishing guide and you'll hear about warm waters in rivers far below normal flow levels, with little relief expected if water releases aren't given the go-ahead. The North Coast relies on its natural beauty to attract visitors, and those visitors spend money on everything from camping trips to hotel rooms to fishing trips and river rafting. The effects of drought may not be felt in the average household across the region, but for businesses who cater to the outdoors, it's going to be tougher for tourists in our communities. The Humboldt County Board of Supervisors solicited public opinion on the general plan update at their special meeting at the Mateel Community Center in Redway Monday afternoon. It was the first meeting held in Southern Humboldt in the board's history, and county residents were also able to view the meeting on Access Humboldt's website. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.